This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
This is the part of the show where I come to the party with something that I found online, something that I want to sell here in Australia, become the stockist of, and hopefully make some coin on. Now, Gab, you need to be the voice of reason here because I'm pretty excited about everything that I find.
Yeah, and not everyone else would be that excited about some of these products, which means they wouldn't sell. So I need to determine that.
Now, when I say you are the voice of reason, I don't know. It's a bit iffy because so far on the yes side of things, you've told me that the slap it lamp, which is a lamp you stick on your wall, shaped like a butt. You slap the butt to turn the light on and to turn the light off again. That got a yes from
me. Oh, hell yeah. That would sell like hotcakes.
So did the talking teepee, which is a toilet roll holder that you can record a message into, and whenever anyone uses the toilet roll, it just starts talking to you.
Which would be so perfect because you can leave messages for your partner, like, put the toilet seat down.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
So that's the caliber of what we're getting a yes to, which means I don't hold high hopes with this one today because we're talking fashion.
A couple of other things that aren't related to butts and toilets.
You wear jeans a lot, don't you?
I do.
You enjoy jeans? Do you find them comfortable?
Oh, it depends which ones you get, but the ones I buy, yes.
Could they be more comfortable, do you think?
Only if they were jeggings and I don't want to wear them.
As far as if you had the choice between pajama pants from a comfort level, pajama pants or jeans, which one would you go?
Pajama pants for sure.
Well, if you could have the best of both worlds, check this out.
Do you love stylish, sexy jeans? Do you love soft, comfy pajama bottoms? Now get the best of both worlds with pajama jeans, the hot new fashion sensation that fits every figure perfectly. Pajama jeans look like designer denim jeans, mock fly, front and back contrast pocket stitching, brass rivets, and smooth butt-lifting design. Only pajama jeans DermaSoft lining feels as soft as a baby's blanket and as comfortable as your favorite pajamas. They're so comfortable, you'll want to sleep in them.
Pajama jeans.
I just mentioned that I'm not a fan of jeggings.
Yeah.
And I think this takes it to a whole new level.
Pajama jeans.
Pajama jeans. Are they tight? Are they loose? Like, what kind of pajamas are we talking?
Good question. I think they're sort of tight at the top, around the butt area, but then they loosen off towards the bottom of the leg.
So straight leg, or are we talking bell bottoms? Like, there are so many
questions.
Bell
bottoms. Let's go straight leg.
Okay.
You, once again, you're assuming that I've put a whole bunch of research into this. I saw it, I liked it, I want to sell it. It's quite simple.
I need to create this image in my mind for me to say yes or no. But I'm putting it out there. No.
Wow.
I am not endorsing this fashion
item.
What?
Pajama jeans?
No way.
So disappointing. I thought I had that one. Oh, well. Back to the drawing board.
I'm providing a service at the moment where I'm drawing people's pets. They're very lifelike. I drew one of my pet and everyone loved it so much they submitted their own. And I should start charging because I've literally drawn 20 artworks at this stage. I've still got about 30 to go. And they're amazing. Everyone is having really fantastic first impressions.
Well, I think the quality of the artwork is questionable, but I will agree with you. Everybody seems to be loving them, and I don't understand how this is happening. Is this a giant G-up that everybody is in on?
Everyone's
to get
in on
me?
It.
Because I just don't understand what is happening
here. No. This is all legit. Everyone is just really appreciating my art, which I am very thankful for, because it would be very upsetting if I was going to all of this effort for horrible reviews. But let's get another opinion today, because we do have Lani on the line with us right now, and she has submitted a photo of her dog, Harley. Lani, what breed is your pup?
She's a purebred Ridgeback.
I'm glad that we have asked the question, what is the breed of your dog, because you can't actually work it out from what Gabby has drawn.
I think this is one of my better drawings. I really do. I think it is absolutely amazing. Now, Lani, I've just sent it through to you in our messages, and I want your honest opinion, first impression of Harley.
Well, it's cute. the facial expressions doesn't quite look like my dog, but pretty good.
Pretty. Why is everybody?
He looks like he's smirking.
Yeah. Look, Gab, what did you call him, the smirking dog or smiling dog when
smirking,
we were talking about it earlier?
Definitely smirking.
And you think this is some of your finest artwork?
Yeah, I think this is one of my better ones. Lani, do you reckon that's one of my better ones?
From what I've seen, it's pretty good.
From what you've seen, it's pretty good. Hey, just because it's one of my best doesn't mean that it's, you know, top standard. I'm just going to put it out there.
I know that. I have also seen it. I don't understand how anybody can... Anyway.
Lani, how much would you pay for this art?
Maybe about 20.
$20? Wow, I wasn't even expecting it to be that high. Wow. All right. I'm all right with that. I'll take it.
Yeah.
No, but not really.
Yeah. Pretty sure Lani wasn't offering $20. She was just saying.
Just hypothetically.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So are we happy then? Lani, are you happy with that that drawing of Harley?
Yeah, I am. It's really cute.
Well, if anyone else wants to take a look as well, I've got the photo of Harley next to the drawing of Harley up on our Facebook page now at Hit South Queensland. So along with the 9 others that I've drawn in the last week. So you can go and take a look and see what you think.
It's amazing, Gabby. You are proving me wrong on a daily basis. You may very well be a true artiste.
Either that or people are just too scared to say they hate it.
Could be that too. You never know. They're scared that if they say that they hate it, you will actually send it to them. I was driving past a new shop that's just about to open, and I noticed, actually, all the new staff members standing out the front of the building. I'm like, what is going on there?
Bit of an orientation?
Well, as it turns out, by the looks of things, they were already past the orientation and into the team bonding part.
Already?
Yes.
It hasn't even opened.
No, that's right. But they're getting the teams all sort of sorted. What they were basically doing was, I'm guessing there were two groups of, say, 5 people, and they were using tiny little cups to transfer water from one bucket into another bucket.
Uh-huh.
So, and there was a run in between, or not a run, but a fast walk in between of, say, 10 metres. So they were trying to get, you know, I guess whichever team was the winning team to fill the other bucket with the water from the first bucket. Team bonding.
Is that team bonding or is that just pointless?
Learning how to use a cup with water in it.
And
walk
not
with
spill
a cup
it.
Of water and not spill it. I don't know. I took
was
it as team
bonding. Was it a hospitality
bonding.
Establishment?
No, it wasn't, actually. It's kind of weird, the place that it was. I didn't understand why they were doing this, but I took it as team bonding. And there are a lot of places that do team bonding. But, you know, for staff, when they first start there, just to make sure that everybody works as a team, obviously.
Yeah. Well, we still do team bonding activities here at work, which is awesome. We did archery most recently, which was really fun. We've done putt-putt golf.
We have.
So we've done, like, little bits of it, little just outside of work activities to try to get everyone just to socialise and work as a team.
Now, there are your standard team bonding type activities, which are great. And there are the ones that go a little too far, like walking on hot coals.
Oh,
now, I've done that before and thankfully got through the other side without burnt feet. But that was seen as a team bonding exercise.
I feel like HR would have issues with that.
It was a while ago now, so I'm pretty sure HR would not do it anymore.
I don't think that's allowed anymore.
13, 12, 16. There's a lot of team bonding that gets done by businesses these days just to make sure that everybody is on the same page and working cohesively.
Yeah.
Want to know if you've ever done some of the team bonding, whether it's your standard ones, like, you know, going to do putt-putt golf or something like that as a team, or the weird and wacky ones.
Yeah.
Like the ones that are a bit out there and a bit dangerous. Give us a call, 13 12 16. We'd love to hear from you. Luke's on the line. What have you done?
We did a go-karting day and the boss took us all out for go-karting and 3 of us end up in hospital.
Ooh, did it get too competitive?
Yeah, massively. I ended up knee injuries, another one, and broke his wrist.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
Yeah, see, the thing with when you get a whole bunch of people together that are from the workplace and not necessarily friends, it turns go-karting into dodgem cars, and that's when things get a little ugly.
We're now banned from the go-kart place.
There we go.
It doesn't surprise me. There's a fine line between bonding and competition.
Yeah, that's right. But you could all bond together in hospital beds.
You got nothing else to do.
That's right. Share a room.
Gabby's embarrassing moment number
201 million.
Yeah, a little light on, but that's okay.
Really? A little light on. Yeah. All right. I thought I was really getting up there, but I think I'm not alone with this instance of embarrassment, but just majority of people don't get caught out. I think that's the difference here.
Right.
Because when you go shopping for activewear, you've really got to test it out. And I know some of my girlfriends are the same, and I'm pretty sure most girls out there would do this, but when you try on tights, for instance, you've got to do the squat test.
Squat test, yeah.
Because you don't want to get to the gym and be squatting for someone behind you to be able to see your underwear, because tights do go see-through when you squat.
Yeah. Here's something just quickly. Sorry, I know you've spoken about that before, and I just want to show that I listened. I incorporated the squat test in buying a pair of shorts
the other day. Well done to make sure your butt wasn't hanging out
when you did the squat. Yeah,
see, exactly. I'm not alone if you're doing it too. So you get into the change room, you put the tights or the shorts on, you do a bit of a squat in the mirror, you take a look, make sure no undies are on display.
Showing through, yeah.
Exactly, and then you know whether to purchase them or not. Well, the same goes when you're buying a sports bra. You've really got to test it out. And I needed to buy some new sports bras. So I went into the shops yesterday and I put a sports bra on. And so I'm just wearing tights and a sports bra. Yep. So a little more skin on show than normal. And I started doing high knees and star jumps in the change room to make sure the support was really there. Because I don't want to get to the gym, start doing high knees in the warm-up and have to hold my girls down.
Yeah, right.
Because it's very uncomfortable when they're bouncing all over the place. And this bra suggested there was 50% less bounce.
Yeah, right.
So I really needed to test that fact.
Is that written on some bras?
Literally written on it.
50%
less bounce. Tested by the AIS. I'm not kidding you.
The Australian Institute of Sport.
Wow. I know. So I was like, 50%. Well, let's give it a go. So I'm jumping around and I'm checking them out and they're really not bouncing anywhere.
Yeah.
It was really working to my favour.
You got your 50% less.
Yeah. Then I realised that the change room door had opened a little.
Oh, wow.
And there was a lady standing outside waiting to get into the change room, watching
you do your exercise
bounce
routine.
Bounce my boobs. Well, try to, because they weren't going anywhere.
No.
They were very secure.
Yeah.
So they weren't moving, and I was like so impressed that I'm in the mirror just like doing every movement I could possibly do to get them to move, and they weren't moving. I turn around, and she's like, yeah, it looks good. And I was like, thanks. Just shut the door quietly. It got changed. When I came out, luckily she wasn't there anymore, but I need to put out a public apology.
Yeah.
You didn't need to see that.
No.
I'm sorry if I blinded you momentarily.
Yeah.
But on the plus side, you know it's a good bra. So I did a public service for everyone involved.
Except for that lady.
No, well, she saw there was 50% less bounce.
Well, that's right.
She was well and truly involved.
Maybe she went and bought a couple. Trying them in
Maybe
on in another
she
change
did.
Room.
She's like, I don't even need to try it anymore.
That's right.
I got that down.
I can see that they work.
Anyway.
Thank you.
I'm feeling very supported today. That's the main thing.
Good. I was worried.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.